Well, good morning. Welcome back to the God School. Wherein we make our attempts, hopefully added to by the help of God, to communicate His Word. And this morning, there's a message that I have confidence in it comes from many different places. I would start and I could say that this is the beginning of the message. It says in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, in the ninth verse, it says, "There remains therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his." If you had a Bible like mine, a King James, and I'm not a King James only person for you who might be first time listeners, there's a marginal note that says, "a keeping of a Sabbath." We could use a new word to translate this that says, "there remaineth therefore a Sabbath thing to the people of God." And we read that on the seventh day, which we call the Sabbath, God rested from all his works. And to the Christian, it says, "for he that has entered into his rest," that is, to the one trusting in the works of Jesus Christ, and what he did, wherein he said, in the end, "it is finished." And he gave up the ghost. He gave his life. That salvation, that restoration of God to man might be completed. For he or she that has entered into Christ's rest, he also has ceased from his own works. As God did from his. (Clears throat) So, today, I want to go to some of God's word found in the book of Isaiah. Because I believe it's relevant to our situations today, as all God's word is relevant to our lives, to our daily walk. I have spent most of the week in these passages, and hope that they might bring understanding and comfort, and perhaps even an increase in your faith, that is, in the Word of God and His promises, and in God Himself. We're going to start out with a bit of what my pastor used to call heavenly hash. This is not necessarily the message, but here we go. In the in the 13th verse of the 29th chapter, it says, "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men." One translation has it, their fear toward me is taught by the traditions of men. And many things we stand on here at the God School, but one that is of particular import are the words of Christ, which says, "You make void the word of God by your tradition." Now, that's not the message today. We've taught on it many times. In the New Testament, the letters, the epistles to the different geographic churches, and oftentimes to the general population called the church, from Paul to Peter to John, we find the message is grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, we taught out of Galatians, where it continues, "who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the almost had it, but thank God he's provided a Bible so that I can finish the quote accurately. that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Grace. The Greek word is charisma. And its meaning is unmerited favor. Grace, unmerited favor. To the extent that you earned it, it's not grace. To the extent that you deserve it, it is not grace. And peace. Peace means cessation of againstness. God, it's being declared over and over and over in these epistles, is not against us. Why? Because Jesus, who gave himself for our sins, for all our sins, both those of the past, those of today, those of tomorrow and forever, Jesus took all them upon himself and carried them away. And God says to his church, grace, unmerited favor, and peace from God, yet by the traditions of men, the church is constantly trying to condition our flesh and, if you will, even our understanding, that we might come to a point where we might deserve it. Oh, I prayed 22 hours a day. Oh, I went to church on Tuesday night Bible study and Thursday night women's society and Sunday morning Sunday school and the main service on Sunday and Sunday night gathering. Oh, that I stopped going to bars, that I stopped smoking, that I stopped doing this, that I stopped doing that, that I stopped living. Now I deserve your grace. No grace. Unmerited favor. Undeserved. Unearned. Grace. That's God's message. The other message, taught by the precept, taught by the traditions of men. In counter to that, in the 14th verse, God speaking says, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. As I'm reading this, I'm reminded of Paul's words in the second chapter of Galatians. Those who seem to be somewhat, dokio was the Greek word when we taught on it, who seem to be somewhat men of opinion, but they added nothing to me, because Paul not only was steeped in the teaching of the Old Testament, but when Christ decided to call Paul and take him into the desert and teach for 3.5 years, this builder, this tent maker of what we call the New Testament church, he put away the traditions of men and went on to tell us of this marvelous work, even a marvelous work and wonder that God was going to do, which was for faith. God would not only forgive us all our sins, but would deem to place a part of himself called Corinthian letter, the earnest of the Spirit, a part of himself in us, and place us in Christ Jesus. A statement found in the New Testament, in Christ Jesus, in Jesus, in him, found over 80 times. That's the marvelous work and a wonder that God is doing. Boy, oh boy, I'm just going to tell you right now, this is not how I planned this message, but I hope that God's word will take up its abode with those of you who are hearing it. I want to jump to the 30th chapter. And it opens and it says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that taketh counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit. That they may add sin to sin. They walk